For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of slang. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
29 of 4th and John. I'm Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Mr. Primo in the building, Mr. Damn Skippy, a.k.a. Hollis Thomas, and Mr. Mal in the building. It's great to see you, man. Obviously, we're talking about the wild card recap. So, you know, this week was a very simple, nice, easy week. We went into it knowing that we didn't have to play a game. We got to enjoy football all day long from Saturday to Sunday to Monday, even Monday. Unfortunately, the Cowboys did win. So they're on a high right now. We'd like to keep them there, and we're going to, we'll handle them later. But I think overall, it was just time to recap. Eagle fans, we've been waiting for this all season. We've been riding with this team all year long. We've been to tailgates across the countries. We've gotten in the cars smelling like it smells like them damn buses.
Pork rinds, bro. Pork rinds.
We've been flying on airplanes. We've been flying on airplanes to Arizona. Hopefully we're going back to Arizona. But overall, I mean, it's a time to reflect. Your Eagles are in the playoffs. You got the bye. The team's getting healthy. How are you guys feeling though?
What a year. What I mean, I tried to midway through. I tried to slow it down. And it was easy to think about all of, our playoff aspirations. Think about how this is a legitimate Super Bowl team. But I was midway through the year. I was sitting there like, man, I don't ever see an Eagles team this stacked, this good. I just want to cherish it, man. That's what I spent my time doing. And at the time, felt like it came and went just as quick. These Eagles seasons, they always are a flash before your eyes. And now, before you know it, we only got a few games left. The three most important games. But I also want to give a shout out to Mal. Mal hasn't been, it's been a while since you've been on the show, but we have to say that, like, when we went through our predictions in the beginning of the year, we were all sitting here laughing. We were all laughing about, Mal had him going 17-0. You know what? 9 weeks through the year, you looked like Nostradamus, bro. Yeah. But yeah, dude, this has been a hell of a ride. A lot of highlights I want to talk about, but I've talked enough for my intro, so.
Yeah, so I mean, reflecting on the year, absolutely, it's been great, man, with the road trips, the away games, the home games, the tailgates, the fans, us being fans, just enjoying the moment. I agree with you, Evan. You know what I mean? At times, I wish we could just go ahead and slow it down so it could last a little bit longer. But look, at the end of the day, it's still a great run, still a good time. You said it yourself. We got three more important games that we got to go ahead and play, so we got to prepare ourselves mentally. To get ready to go ahead and not just have a good time, man, but be there to support our team and watch them hoist that trophy at the end of it all. Yeah, I mean, yo, big ups to Mal. I mean, he's back, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Father life.
Hell yeah, congratulations again on the father life, man. But look, you know, if you've been tuning in, which I'm sure you have, we've been keeping you in mind because it's like Evan said, we went 9-0 still reflecting off of you mentioning that we were going to go undefeated. So, I mean, you were definitely being brought up at all times and the fan base, the people that are tuning in, we're always mentioning you as well. But it's just great to have the whole crew back here again. But look, man, playoffs is here. We 3 days away. I'm ready to go, bro.
So hype.
I'm gonna give you the floor last, Mal, because we all of us miss your presence. I missed an ally against those two white guys that we got on the show. And the ride it wasn't a tremendous ride. When you look at it, it's just like you're not gonna be able to recreate this ever again. And you want it to slow down. It's funny how when you're having a good time, when you're kicking somebody's ass, it's a good time. And they was winning week in and week out. And just like I'm gonna reiterate what they said. I was like, Mal is looking correct. I was like, you kept on bringing up. I was asking what the hell you was. I was like, but then I was being selfish. And I was like, what the hell is Mal at? It's like, it's his first kid. Let him do him. I was like, but the ride has been one hell of a ride, and it's looking like we won the last game to get the bye, so that we can get to this point where we can get some of our guys back. As you saw, CJ was practicing as well as Lane practicing, so we got the bye because we needed the bye, and we start. Hopefully, we can start get to hit the on switch to the ass kicking machine that we started with early in the season. So. Yeah. It's all on you, Mal.
Listen, first and foremost, man, I just want to say I'm so happy to be back with y'all, bro. I miss y'all, man. Like, it's so much fun being on this show with you dudes and talking ball. To the fans, to everybody watching, too, all the people that just was showing mad love to my son and myself and my family on Twitter and social media, I thank you. This is what I care about, right? And so, you know, I wasn't able to go to the events. Matter of fact, I was supposed to go to the Washington game and my son was born the day before, so that never happened. But, you know, my ride has been sitting on the couch on Sundays with him and my dad watching the Birds, man, and like tapping into the show, watching y'all dudes with him just on my lap. So I've been here for the ride, bro, you know, and it's beautiful. But also, yeah, there go the young boy, the second coming, you feel me? Malcolm Jr., man. But listen, you know, I think everything happened how it was supposed to. I think it was a blessing that the Eagles were forced to play week 17, right? Because you have to play. Jalen took some hits. It'd have been different had we won, and we would have had 2-3 weeks off, and you come into a game versus a playoff caliber football team, and you're not at your best. And Skip, I know you could talk all about that. You know what I mean? Like, you got to stay sharp at all times. We go where Jalen Hurts takes us, point blank, period. That's our engine. So, where he takes us, we're going to go. And I believe wholeheartedly in Jalen Hurts from the very beginning of the season. I predicted 20-0 because I believe that he was going to play MVP football. That's what he did. Yo, bring that joint back to the city so we could go ham, son. We could go stupid. That's all I'm saying. Let's go.
Now, I know it was a big week, you know, obviously wild card weekend. You know, as football fans, we get to sit back and just watch it all unfold, you know. I mean, some games we kind of picked. We had the Giants beating the Vikings. We probably didn't have. I was just hating on the Cowboys the whole ride.
I begrudgingly had them. Sometimes you have to just be realistic. The Cowboys are 12-5. They're a good team. I begrudgingly say that they're a good team, and. You knew going in that the Bucs limped into the playoffs. Yeah. And I was like, man, and throwing the ball 66 times plays right into the Cowboys' hands. That's all they want to do is pass rush and play the pass. So I knew that was an ass kick. Ass whooping waiting to happen. And to send Tom Brady out just like he came in, getting his ass kicked.
Like a lame duck, bro. I love it.
Now, the Dallas game kind of – I mean, I pegged it the same way. I thought that Tom Brady was going to come in, be his typical postseason Tom Brady self. But my man looked old, bro. Yeah. He looked like he's got one foot in the retirement home right now. And I feel like we kind of, at least me, I look at these divisional teams almost like I don't know. You, these divisional games obviously can be a fight no matter what, but I didn't want to give the Cowboys their just due. But this past game, I mean, you look at what the Cowboys are, man. They're a legitimate team. They put up real numbers every single they've been putting up big numbers all throughout the year. Obviously, they put Tom Brady into my expecting retirement. And you think Tom comes back?
No, he just lost his family. Tom Brady's gonna die on the football
field. Like, I'm not sure if you've seen his new girl too, but he's rejuvenated. Oh, yeah, as well.
It's a rebound. That's a rebound.
It's a rebound. It's a rebound.
It's always the rebound.
I don't think I'm with Mal. I don't think he's gonna retire. I think he wants to come back one more good time to show everybody that he can do it.
But I think that, like, if you watch that game last night, like, it seems as if he has absolutely nothing left in the tank. And I'm thinking about the entire year. Like, does Tom Brady want to make another push at one last run of the Super Bowl? Yes. Does he want to go through that entire season again and everything that is involved? I mean, man, I don't know. That's really what I think about.
It's hard to call because, I mean, I saw that performance yesterday, and I'm not going to go ahead and talk too much about that game. You know how I feel. Whatever. Y'all won. Okay. You know what I mean? But, look, seeing Tom play the way he played, it was horrible. It was sad, man. Like, I'm sitting there watching it with the wife, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, this is not Tom Brady we've been watching all these years. So, yeah, you bring up a good point. It just seems like he was drained, but, bro, put everything into perspective. Is he drained because of what he just went through, not only in the football field, right, with his family, right, his mentality, all that stuff? So, yeah, his age definitely caught up to him within this year. Mm-hmm. But I definitely do not see that man going out that way. So, yeah. I got to agree. I think he comes back. And there's no say that he's going to be with the Buccaneers because this is, I believe, don't get me wrong, correct me if I'm wrong. This is the last of his
contract. I just want to say, it is. Tom Brady Raiders, Davante Adams, bro. Like,
Tom Brady is the king of petty. So don't think for a fact that he's going to go out like this, right?
Right. Yeah.
Like, I want to see, he'll probably go to a team with a really strong running game so he's not throwing 66 times in the game.
Right.
That's the problem, right? Is like Tom Brady at his best is running a balanced offense. It's unpredictable. Because at that point, then he can pick you off with the short and intermediate passing plays, eventually hit you over the top, you're going to lose. But when you know that he's throwing, like Tank said, it's a wrap. Ping those ears back and go and get him. He's standing there. He ain't moving
Tennessee?
In the pocket no more.
Help me understand. Before we answer that question, help me understand something. Yesterday, they were mentioning so much that they were saving Leonard Fournette, you know, for the last couple of games for last night's game. Where the hell? Where was he at? You did all that for what?
But Prime, didn't they play the young guy?
They did. They played White. He started. Yeah, really good.
He started getting good.
I'm just sitting there listening to them like, oh, it was their game plan for the last three games to go ahead and get Fournette, you know, back healthy and all. Yeah. And then I'm like, bro, they're not even doing anything with this.
Well, now they handed to him the first time and he got mauled. he got absolutely nothing, and then they started adding it to the young buck. He was getting some yards, so they just kept adding to the young buck. It was the funniest thing is some people think the Jets. I think the Raiders with McDaniel, Raiders,
yeah.
Because I think they made some music together.
Reunited,
yeah. and it may feel so good. I don't know.
It's 49ers, right?
How about do you guys anybody miss the Tom Brady Street Fighter leg sweep move?
I caught that. That was some dirty shit. I mean, we're the same.
Come on now. We know what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Tom got some dirt with
him. Yeah, Tom dirty, man. Born and bred Patriot through and through, man. Anybody that came from that organization, they got a little dirt in them, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Now one other topic that was heavy on the timeline. Everybody was really showing Uncle Doug some love. We know what Uncle Doug did for the Eagles culture and the fan base. You talk about a Chargers team who there was a Chargers fan. I don't know if you guys see it on social media. The Chargers fan that went to sleep, which was a violation during the playoffs. But he when he woke up, he realized that his team was ass out. What did you guys think of that comeback performance by the Jaguars?
Hold on, can I let me lead this off, yo? I remember seeing last year I forget who it was, Tony Romo, one of the announcers, was going on and on about Justin Herbert being a Hall of Fame quarterback. Not like Hall of Fame caliber.
It was
Hall of Fame quarterback. And I'm sitting here watching it, and I'm like, what has he done? Like, he has a cannon for an arm, but when push comes to shove, he doesn't get it done. Like, when it's time to get it done, Austin Eckler gets it done for them. It ain't Justin Herbert, you know what I mean? And so I wasn't the least bit surprised to see them cave in like that. You got to score 6 points in the second half to win the football game, right? You're telling me, just like Matt Ryan when they lost to New England, you can't score 3 points in the second half. That's on you, dog.
You, yeah.
That's on you.
And
you,
so and it's like Mal said, the quarterback gets all the credit, and he's gonna get most of the damn blame too. Listen. People are not gonna say anything about it until forms like this open up when you break it down. It's kind of like, they fired the offensive coordinator. Yep. They fired the offensive coordinator for the Chargers. It's like it's his fucking fault that he couldn't make a throw. Now and when you look at it, I would have fired the head coach. I'm sorry, because you gave up all. It wasn't like they got a bunch of turnovers from your offense. You let them come down and meticulously kick your ass. Yeah. And it was from. It wasn't like all their drives was like mega long. You know how I hate long drives, Evan, don't you?
Oh, I know.
Their drives were mega long, and it wasn't totally the offense fault. It's like you set the offense down. They were hot. You gave them some turnovers and stuff. And I don't know what you went away from, but you didn't make the adjustments that they did. Now, the one thing that we could learn from this game, and I want to hear from Ev about this, is like, so we played this team twice. Early in the season, Jacksonville played them, and they throttled them 38 to 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the beginning of the game, it looked like they were resting on their morals from that game, because they tried to run the same stuff. I'm not gonna call it crap, because it worked the first time, but they were jumping it this time. What do you? I just don't want us to fall into that same pitfall because we're playing this team for the third time. What do you think about that, Ev?
No, I completely agree with you. I think that this is one of those. You look at the Giants, and especially when we rolled them over the first time we played them, I think that there's a lot of people that are going into this game with that in the back of their mind, thinking about this is just going to be, an easy game. But the NFL is all about momentum. And right now, I think that the Giants have some really good momentum. Daniel Jones, as much as I hate to say it, he's been playing really well, man. He has been playing well. He's earned the contract I hope that he give him, because long term, I think that man is flimsy. I think he comes from a flimsy organization. But, everybody has their time in the limelight. And right now, his is on. And it does. It definitely helps that Saquon Barkley is back. I mean, you add Saquon into that entire mix, that's a completely different team. So I think the what you have to do is you got to make Vanilla Vic one dimensional, man. You got to take Saquon out of the game. You got to throw a spy on Vanilla Vic. You got to throw a spy on Vanilla Vic. Make sure he doesn't try and squirt out the pocket. And if you can contain him and Barkley, then I think you win the game easy.
No, I spent months like talking to my homie from college, man. He's a Giant fan. He's been singing the praises of Daniel Jones the whole season. He reiterate about the lack of weapons for Daniel Jones. Today we had that conversation because I was like, all right, I'm gonna give you flowers. Daniel Jones did, put the team on his back though. You talk about the 300 plus yards passing and 70 plus yards on the ground. He's the way that he's utilizing his legs and keeping his eyes downfield. I think he did a great job against the Vikings. Now they're not the Eagles, but I'm going to give him his flowers. I think Saquon, his energy, it seems like he's a little bit more healthier.
Yeah,
he's been throwing these double spin moves. I like to call them the Boston Scott moves. The double spins.
Think about the wide receiver situation. Because, I mean, we're talking about Darius Slayton and Isaiah Hodgins. If you think for a second that Darius Slay and James Bradberry are going to have any trouble clamping them down.
Hold on, but we got one thing that nobody's mentioned that I think is the most important part to talk about right now. And I know, problem this on you. I just want to throw this in real quick. It's Brian Daboll, right? Like that, that's the difference. right? Like, our defensive scheme has to be rock freaking solid, or Brian Daboll will embarrass these boys in primetime television.
It's true.
Point blank, period. Right? Vanilla Vic is in a contract year with a brand new head coach that came in after transforming Josh Allen. The man know what he's doing. So, any fan walking
and Saquon came up with his nickname, by the way.
Yeah,
This isn't us.
But like anybody thinking it's going to be easy, you better believe Brian Daboll is going to have the most immaculate freaking game plan ready for that defense. Son.
He's a great
and defense
coach.
Is really really good too. So that's going to be a whole slug. How that's going to be a heavyweight fight. Yep. And if the Eagles don't show up ready to beat somebody the heck up. I honestly think it's a close game
this weekend. It's going to be a one possession game at the end
absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely, I agree with everything y'all saying. In reference to you definitely can't sleep on these guys. These guys played a hell of a game on Sunday. Daniel Jones did his thing. You got to give credit where credit is due. I'm not going to call him the nickname Saquon. I still laugh at that. Like, wow. But, you know, I mean, there's only one Vic, and that's the actual Vic.
That's why he's vanilla, though.
I get it. But still, like, man, come on, stop. Cut it out. Like, all right.
And I say it's funny.
But Evan, I agree with you. I hope they do give him that contract because that is that would be
tremendous.
I get it. Yeah. But no, definitely going into this weekend. I mean, listen, bring all that juice. One, the records are out the window. It's a brand new season. All right. You know, on top of that, we are in the same division. So when these divisional games come to this point, you get the best out of each other. So, it's not sloppiness like the first game, or there ain't no laid back like the second game. We're coming all full throttle. So they got some shit with them. We got our shit with them. Yes, at the end of the day, we are not Minnesota's defense. We are the Philadelphia Eagles defense. And you know what our defense is capable of doing. So I'm very confident going into this game because our defense knows what the hell they're doing. And again, you said it yourself. I can never say his name. He's a very intelligent coach, and I give him mad props for what he's brought to this organization this past season. So, no, you can't sleep on him. Yeah. And you're absolutely right, man. I mean, you go ahead and make a little bit of mistakes, he will embarrass the shit out of you. Yes. But I'm not worrying about that with our squad, man. Our defense is hungry. You know what I mean? We ready to go. I'm ready to go. Let's just get it, man.
Before we break down anything, the one thing that I do think that we have over them, their offensive line is pretty much Swiss cheese. One of our listeners and one of our faithful listeners just brought it up. Their offensive line, they've done a little bit to help to solidify the offensive line by bringing some young guys in, but they're still young guys and they're still learning their way around this stuff. We got guys who are veterans who should exploit that from the interior to the exterior. We get Josh Sweat back as well. So we should be fully loaded, and I expect this to be a knockdown drag out for at least three quarters. Yeah. And I feel like in the end we're gonna have our foot in the ass sideways to the next life with a pair of gators on, showing the inside some style.
From your mouth to God's ears, let's get it.
No, but I think you're exactly right in that, and I think that the Eagles have something that honestly the rest of the league doesn't have, and that is a defensive line rotation that goes 8-9 people deep, man. When you have the ability to just keep these guys that are battling, going to war every single snap, healthy and fresh and energized on the sideline, and you can just rotate them in. I mean, the offensive line for the Giants is going to be exhausted by the end of this fight. And that's when I think in the second half you really start to see them break down, the sacks come through, the tackles behind the line with Saquon. I think all we have to do is wear them down as a defensive line and then take care of the pigeons. I
want to give a big shout out to Kathy in the comments. Her birthday was last weekend.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Fellow Capricorn.
Yes. Shout out to Hollis again. I like to say birthday months. Hollis celebrated his birthday last weekend. Yo, did you do anything crazy for your birthday?
Now, you know what? Not really. I just a bunch of people. I got a bunch of dinner reservations this week because people are taking me out to dinner. So I wasn't turning any of them down. I just have them on the schedule now for free meals. So I eat breakfast and a light lunch. Hey,
we can take you out for a little something.
Absolutely.
I ain't turning down nothing but my shirt collar.
A little happy man. Yo, the last time we were out, this man got. I've never seen anyone get dessert for an appetizer. Anyone?
Oh, I like it though.
And then he
I
also like, got dessert, like dessert afterwards.
Yeah, you got double dessert.
Alice, I'm with you, bro. Do what you. That's how I keep living the right way, man.
But I'm just saying, I want to.
He's using all the taste buds.
Yeah, I started out with dessert. It's like you have to start out
buds up with the sweetness,
and then you don't want to
then finish it off.
Exactly. Man. See, you want bro. You know how you eat it? You'd be like, man, I need something sweet right now.
Oh, I know. I got you.
So if they call a brunch, what do you call a dessert for an appetizer?
Delicious.
That, yeah. Wow, man, beat me to it. Listen, I ain't gained all this weight for no reason. Stop playing with me.
Told you about that too.
You do. I wasn't gonna say anything. You're looking a little healthy right now.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
It's all good.
Talk about a team that is looking healthy right now. They play on the West Coast, and they got a young quarterback who is playing out of his mind for Mr. Irrelevant. I think Brock Purdy, you know, everyone keeps asking this question. Is he real? Is he the real deal? When is he going to have that rookie game? I hope he has that against a team like us when we pass and win next week. But I think is Brock Purdy real from your evaluation?
Me and Mal were talking about this yesterday, man. I wanted to. You factor in everything. You factor in he was the last pick in the draft. Nobody obviously believed in him in any of these NFL organizations, and then he just finds his way into getting a shot. The dude hasn't messed up yet, man. I wanted to call his first few games like, oh, they got no tape on him. It's a fool, all that. Dude, he hasn't messed up yet. He's been really good, and there was one play. This past game that he had that wasn't even a completion that I saw that and I was like, dude, this kid actually has some pretty legit skill. And it was when he rolled out of the pocket to the left and was able to avoid a tackle, went all the way back to the right sideline, and then he threw it to Brandon Ayuk in the back of the end zone, and it went right off of Brandon Ayuk's hands. He put it on the money. And the way he was able to shake off another tackler on the way over there, I was like, dude, like – What? There's nothing else I could say. I mean, that was a hell of a play by that kid, man.
I'm gonna be quick on this one. Listen, yes, he is a hell of a kid, and he's on fire. You're right. When is that rookie game actually gonna happen? And I agree with you, Gail. Is it gonna happen after they go ahead and beat the Cowboys, and then they see us in the NFC Championship game? Who knows? But after watching that game against Seattle, it was just like, all right, we're talking about the Seahawks. The Seahawks were there with them for a little bit, but then they just lost control of it, and they started beating themselves with the penalties and, you know, and the misdirections on the play call and out on the field with the defense. Now, as I'm watching there, bro, I don't know if you guys get a chance to go back to that game. I felt like they were running the same four plays. I felt like I was in the middle of Techno Bowl. They were watching this. They were playing the same four plays against this defense. So it was just like, hey, why break something that that doesn't need to be fixed? You know what I mean?
You know what, Prime? You know what, Prime? What they do is it's the same four plays, but they have bells and whistles and motion to make you think that it's something else.
Misdirection.
It's like you run into this every time you play a Shanahan style team. Yep. They do all the misdirections and we call it bells and whistles. They're gonna motion. Everybody might run out at the same time, but then they go motion and stuff. But it's still gonna end up being the same damn play. I remember it like yesterday. We were playing against Shanahan Mike Shanahan the dad, and they ran all this different type of motion, and it was still just a lead week.
Yeah,
it was like all this motion and all this stuff, and it was still just the same lead week that they ran the play before. And but once they get the defense has to be disciplined enough to know that. Yeah. And that's where I think our defense is old enough and disciplined enough to where they'll be able to decipher that out. But we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yes. No, I want to say one final note on the Niners. Because I think that like an offense like that seems like so, but you only got four plays that you're running, but you're just switching up the formations and the movements. It certainly helps when you have guys like Christian McCaffrey and Debo Samuel, man. I mean, those are two guys that are like
– And George Kittle.
And George Kittle. But I'm saying specifically those two that I named. All right, well, those guys are like legitimate wide receiver, running back.
And they just got Wilson back.
they're crazy playmakers, man. And you just get the ball in their hands, and they're some of the best playmakers in the league. They can go from the line of scrimmage all the way 75 yards to the end zone. So having two playmakers on your team like that is obviously going to help out tremendously in an offense that is somewhat vanilla.
For me, with the whole Brock Purdy thing, I mean, I think that draft evaluation is out the window. It's about the scheme that you land in, right? It's about the place that you end up. Because Brock Purdy could have been a first-round pick that went to the wrong team and been trash. He was Mr. Irrelevant. Go to the right team is on fire. You know, like Hollis said, I mean, I love watching Shanahan, like, all 22 because it's smoke and mirrors, but it confuses the heck out of defensive players, especially young players. And so, you know, I think it's already been said, as long as we have a veteran team full of dudes that want this championship so they can ride off into the sunset, right?
Yep.
Period. That's who I want going to battle right now. That's who I want going to war right now, is a bunch of old dudes, hurt, broke up body, like, listen, this is my last hurrah. I'm going to leave it out there. And they got a bunch of young, talented dudes surrounding them. And again, for me, this comes down to our coaching staff. Nick Sirianni, you want to be that guy in this city? Bring this home.
Bring this home.
Jonathan Gannon, you want us to stop talking wild about you and reckless? Bring this home. Right? Shane Steichen, you want to go become a head coach somewhere next year? Bring this home.
Can we bring home for Jerome too?
Period.
It's already been brought home for Jerome, bro.
Yeah, we always got to bring it home for Jerome.
Bring it home again for Jerome.
Always. Always.
You know, but like always. For me, that's the thing. Brock Purdy real or not, are the Philadelphia Eagles real? Yeah. That's the question that I want answered, man. As much as I've been a fan of this team and as excited as I was, this is the time to prove it. I don't care about the regular season. Prom said it is nothing now. Let's get it. Yeah. Are you hungry? Are y'all the hungry dogs this year that's going to run faster?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, that 14-3 record is, you know, when I was watching a interview with Didinger, and, you know, we all know Didinger is a stat junkie and historian. And he just talked about how this team was statistically one of the best teams he's ever seen. And it comes down to this moment. Like, he's like, all for not, if they don't win the Super Bowl, it's all for not. Like, you can all these records, whatever have you, best regular season ever. They just got to get it done. Like you said, wily veterans, like you know, you got guys like Kelsey on the offensive side of the unit. You got Brandon Graham on the defensive side of the unit.
Yeah, Sue. Yeah. Live off Joseph in the middle. Ball, yeah.
These OGs that are in there, like,
OGs.
Could it be their last year?
Yes.
I think it's a perfect blend. I call them the perfect blend. There's a lot of young talent and OGs in the locker room.
But the person
and a good vibe.
Leading them is number one.
Yep.
The person lead, the person they follow, that's holding everybody accountable, that's forcing coaches to come in on a day off.
I love that.
Not only that, you believe in them now, Evan?
Yo, he had to throw that in.
It's to be expected, bro. Yeah, I'm gonna be hearing this at the parade.
Go ahead, just for the rest of your
damn
life,
Skippy. M love. That's my dog. I don't know if I believe in him yet.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you this right now, Evan. We are at Broad Street, and when we at the parade,
I'm
gonna get the shirt done. I'm gonna get it made. Evan, do you believe in him now?
Now you too. This guy hopping over the fence on the other side. Got it.
Don't act like you don't hop.
Poor XLT.
Hey, at least Ev showed up. Ev showed up to the steps, and I showed up around like 3 o'clock. This man showed up about 4:30.
Me?
Yeah.
I got there. I want to say like 5 probably, but no. I remember calling you guys on the ride in.
And I was already
like,
there.
And I was like, hey, am I going to be able to get to you guys?
I did the radio show. My bad, Ev. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I called them and saw see if I can get my way down there. And then I just remember coming up 2 hours after they arrived right on their back. God. Like, hey, what's up, guys?
Made it down. Now, see, I was at that TGI Fridays on the rooftop because we did actually the morning show.
I was there like
3 in the morning, dude. They was like, you got to get out here early to get a parking space. I got down there. I was so pissed.
It was mayhem down there, dude. I remember showing up and the grass that was in front of the art museum steps was grass when I first got there. And then by the end of it, dude, like people had stopped even going to the porta potties. They were just peeing right there in front of them, dude. And when I tell you, it was ankle deep of mud. It was disgusting, man.
Trying to get there from the Jersey side was rough. I got up early in the morning, had my wife, my sister-in-law with me, and one of their friends. We get to the speed line. That thing was like 3 circles around in the parking lot. So then I said, nope, back in the car, plan B. So then from Lindenwald, I drive all the way down to Camden at my mom's facility. I park my car in her parkade building, and then I said, plan B is we're going to get out of this car and we're walking over that Ben Franklin Bridge. We walked over the Ben Franklin. Best plan B ever. All right.
how long is that walk though?
Listen,
I'm out here acting like it's Selma out here.
I didn't care. My focus was so to get care. With the rest of my Eagles family and celebrate this parade. You know, I didn't care how long the walk was. Now the walk back, that was
wrong. Bro, you ain't take a lift back. You ain't lift your wife back.
Dude, it was impossible, man. Bro. I tried getting an Uber. I had to walk like 25 like blocks away from everybody.
When I see you again, I still got pictures. The line from the Ben Franklin Bridge back over to Philly was ridiculous. If we didn't leave the time that we left, we would have been stuck in there. So luckily we left.
Still be waiting.
Yep. I'll still probably be waiting. Exactly.
Were you in that line? I can see that from my
exactly. From your crib, I know you can see it.
I was like, dude, what are they doing up there?
It was bad.
I thought y'all was having a marathon or something.
Nah. Brian walking across the bridge. We shall lose.
I might have an Airbnb in my apartment.
I was like, man, look at all those people on the bridge.
Not to rain on anybody's parade, but this is another topic that's on the timeline as we head into Eagles Giants week. Well, beating a team 3 times in a year, air quote. How many times have you heard that on the timeline the last couple of days?
So many.
I've heard a bunch. Before we get started on this, we had this same thing, this same scenario in 2000 where we played the Giants, the actual Giants, when they went and got their ass whooped by the Ravens in the Super Bowl. We lost to them 3 straight times. And the jacked up part about the third time was we thought we had a plan together for them. Opening kickoff, Jason Sehorn to the house. Talk about a motherfucker being pissed off from the word go.
Jason Sehorn used to kill us too.
But it wasn't really Jason Sehorn. We had a young offense, and you know it was just like, damn. It was like we kept running into that was our buzzsaw. That year, that was our buzzsaw. And the only other time that I seen that happen was the year when, but year before that, I didn't think it was gonna happen to us. The year before that, the Tennessee Titans, they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 3 times. And the Jacksonville Jaguars went 14-3. That was, and the 3 losses was to the Tennessee Titans. And you thought that the last game that the Jacksonville Jaguars was going to do it, it was at Jacksonville. Man, Tennessee came out there, and before you know it, it was damn near 35-0 before the second quarter.
That was whatchamacallit's last. What was they bum ass quarterback? I remember that.
Mark Grinnell.
Was that Mark
Grinnell? Steve McNair.
Yeah, Mark Grinnell.
Was that Brunell back then?
Brunell was the quarterback when they had that good record. Yeah.
Yeah. But when ours happened, you didn't realize it until I didn't realize it. I was like, this is the third time in a row in one damn calendar year that we lose it to these motherfuckers. And it sticks into your craw. I was like, but it's a part of the growing process of becoming a good team.
I mean, also, we're gonna keep it real, like you gotta play the games. All of that. I don't care how many it's like I play my brother, right? Okay, so I gotta beat that man. If this man beat me twice, and then I gotta this is what this is. So we can't get caught up in that. I'm not worried about if we beat them how many times before this season. They beat us how many times? How far back we gonna go? How many games are included in this, right? And so forget all of that. We back to 0-0. Prom said this earlier. The 0-0.
Now we got a stat here. Boys up. Now, since the 1970 merger, there's been 24 instances of a team going 2-0 in a regular season and the meeting a third time in the playoffs. The team that won the first two has a record of 15-9 in the third meeting. The team that won the first two and hosted the playoff game is 14-5 in the third game. We will be in that last category. So the winning percentage is pretty high there.
It's like Mal said, it kind of still don't mean nothing. You still got to go out and play the game.
Yeah.
And that's why I brought up the Jacksonville game, because Jacksonville, when they initially came out, they was resting on that ass whooping that they put on them early in the season. Oh. And you could see the plays were almost identically the same. And you saw the San Diego DBs and stuff jumping the routes, running the routes for them. And then they start switching things up. And it's a good thing they sort of switch things up, but you gotta kind of blame that on the offense not even scoring another single point after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Mark G with an interesting stat that he saw the other day: Eagles are 20-6 versus the Giants since 2010.
And I mean, that's a great stat, but again, like,
it's only a stat.
All the stats that they've been talking about all week on Twitter does not mean shit. On the social media does not mean shit. You know what I mean? And I'm glad people are really skeptical about this whole you can't beat a team three times in a row. Like, cool. Think that. Keep thinking that. That's great. You know what I mean? That's good. Just like Brady, you know, is 7-0 against the Cowboys last night.
7-1 now.
You know what I mean? Right. You know what I mean? So come on. Like, it's all good. You just play it, like you said, play the game. Let's get ready for Saturday. You know, it's you're gonna win three
the
times.
Giant killer.
And that's your, ain't no problem.
It's funny.
I got a quick question for all y'all. So, do you think that the people who made the battle of the game were actually fucking thinking when they gave us an 8:15 p.m. game, giving everybody at least about 12 hours to drink?
I think that's what they were banking on, essentially
giving the Eagles fans, the Eagles brethren, 12 tender hours to drink beer.
As a guy, we host a tailgate. I see how Philadelphia Eagles fans get after it, man. And I gotta tell you, let's mix some water in there, because I don't think a lot of you are going to be making it into the game.
I think what I'm gonna do on Saturday is give me your tickets. Give me your tickets now. You know what I mean? Go have a good time, but I'll hold your tickets. And then if you ask for them at the end of it, you get them. If you don't, one of us is going in.
I specifically remember a lot of folks who come up to, you know, shout out to all the people, the first timers that come to a tailgate. And there's a look in their eyes. It's the first time there, a little nervous. They're like, how does it work? Like, see, you know, get some drinks in them. Then I'm like, well, you might want to slow down a little bit, because you're only in the first hour. You might want to. And then someone comes around, hits him with a jello shot. And then by then, I'm like, I'll look at Ev, or I'll look at Prime, and I'm like, yo, they're not going to make it. They're not going to make it. And they usually don't make it.
And we're talking about some that come from out of state, you know, from the other side of the country. that have like been talking big ups on like, oh man, I can't wait to get in there.
And then they don't even get in the stadium.
Exactly. That was 15, 20 minutes into the tailgate. Yeah. And we're talking about 4 or 5 hours later. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, isn't that the guy on the ground that said,
you gotta pay, this is a marathon. I will help you
to a certain point, but the minute we get to that point, you're on your own, buddy.
I will do yourself. Proper pre-gaming the day before. I will be getting myself an IV.
There's a reason why, you know, when I get offered a ton of shots, those tailgates, and I got to be honest, most of the time my answer is no. It's the exact reason why. I got a game to go to.
But I agree. We definitely, I agree. We definitely going to have some water on standby, a good amount of water this weekend. But it wasn't about the NFL actually thinking about the Eagles or the fan base. I think they weren't thinking about the 4th of John team. Like, the shit we about to deal with on Saturday, like it's going to be crazy. Looking forward to it, but I mean, 12 hours. Whew.
Now, if you guys, are planning on coming to the tailgate, we are finalizing plans for that and where we're going to be. There's actually a lacrosse game playing.
Wings,
that
Wings. But I've actually heard. I just heard. Got a text. I got an in on the Wells Fargo parking lot. Manager, and they said that don't worry about it. It's going to be regular parking because the Wings don't draw enough a big enough crowd.
Cool.
Mm. Perfect. So we'll be in lot G too.
we just celebrate how poor this lacrosse team.
That's me. That's
hey,
me.
So, it's perfect. They're trash.
What's lacrosse?
It's football. It's football without a helmet.
I think if you have a Wings ticket, you could get in parking for $25. I'm Frugal Gang. Through and through. So I've already done the math. It's going to be $45 for parking for regardless. An Eagles game, or you can pay $20 for a Wings ticket and $25 for parking. It's $45 regardless.
Yeah. So just Temple grad. Temple grad.
Now, Hollis, where will you be on Saturday?
I'll be down at the Mud Hen in Wildwood. My Bugetto people on 98.7 FM, the coast. Doing the reality check, giving everybody the reality check, the ultimate sports preview. Myself and Brian will be down there be drinking Hero Boys. They have a beer called Hero Boys. It's delicious. And it gets you, it's like Donnell Jones, it gets you where you want to be.
With or without the nuts?
with my own nuts. I always pack my own.
Now we want to talk about delicious things.
Delicious things. That's a horrible transition.
Well, I mean, I was about to get there.
Try, bro.
Philly sports trips. Philly sports trips is doing some delicious things. This is Hollis' favorite word. He says delicious.
Yeah.
The I'd most
say tender and delicious.
So the Birds ultimate Arizona trip part 2 will be February 10th to February 13th. Yes, if you want to put a down payment, this is all refundable at the moment. Correct. Obviously, Philly Sports Trips is speaking things into existence. Obviously, you have to plan for these Super Bowl trips. So if you would like to get on this trip, make sure you go follow Sports Trips PHL on all socials. Check out phillysportstrips.com to book a flight and a hotel with them.
And the Super Bowl is obviously going to be awesome, but I mean,
week five
in Arizona was awesome, man.
Oh yeah, that was tremendous.
That was awesome.
Mal, you missed it.
The
bacon was flowing like the Nile. It was great.
That's what's up, though. That's what's
got
up.
It in, man.
And we get the win too.
I gotta get everybody a damn Skippy t-shirt from Philly Sports shirt.com. Yeah, damn Skippy. I'm supposed to get a slew of them in, so I get everybody's size and make sure that y'all can just walk around and just be like, damn Skippy. life is good. So
absolutely.
Bob from Downer says, I was passed out throwing up by 10 a.m. Got there at 5 a.m. with Eric and me. Sucked it up, fired up, and got through the gates by kickoff. Was even in shot when the Mike Scott fight happened. Stumbling around trying to find my... And the funny thing is, like, you know, that Mike Scott fight, he was on his way to our tailgate. Mm, and his last post before the fight was, on my way to 4th and John.
Right.
And he right, got some heathens. He attacked by some other folks that who you know.
Yeah, it was. I saw that fight. Did you see the fight?
Yeah. He looked like
did you get
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Bruce Lee old kung fu flicks?
You had to catch the audio too. The audio too is what made him throw the bangs.
No, he could throw. Oh yeah, I heard some of the audio. It was
wild. They called it.
They were out of character. They were basically.
Yeah, they were in character for themselves.
I saw some news posts all across social media. I seen some media outlets saying that he was at our tailgate. I had to respond to them. I was like, bro, he never made it.
He never made it. He got beat up on the way. He was in a fight.
I do want to throw it out there. Not, I mean, obviously this is an Eagles tailgate, but we treat the opposition kindly, man. If you're a Giants fan coming down,
absolutely.
Feel free.
My wife is a Giants fan, so I deal with it every day.
You're safe at the 4th and John tailgate. We'll treat you just the same.
Yes, now, Dave in the comments says, Hollis, you are the man. I was going to name my cat Hollis, but he only had three legs, so I named him Trotter.
Thanks. Man.
Now, bringing up another topic of conversation because we are.
This Friday.
Oh. Hey. We do have a little announcement to make.
Whatever do you mean?
We get a ton of DMs. If we miss some DMs, we're sorry. Sometimes we all gotta remind each other. And shout out to Prime who reminded me there's a DM. So we've been asked to help co-host in the morning with Good Day, Philadelphia. We will be there Friday, 6 a.m. sharp. There is going to be an Eagles pep rally. Now, if you guys are in the comments who want to attend and you want to get on our list, it's a private event. But if you would like to come and help be at the pep rally, hopefully get on television, say your piece about the Eagles. We're going to be there from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Friday. I know it's dumb early, but some of y'all are up early talking about the Eagles and whatnot. But we're going to be here on Good Day, Philadelphia. And talking about the Eagles, man. Yeah, I mean that's what we do. Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that, bro.
I think Prime is very Hollywood. You know, like
somebody's name is Hollywood.
Hollywood is Hollywood. That's that guy. No, I'm kidding. But I was telling the producer, I said, hey, we got a guy who has a Prime mask. She's like, a Prime mask. I was like, yeah. I was like, they're gonna love it. But I was talking to Evan. Maybe you should make a cheesesteak live.
I'd be down
in front of millions of people.
If it's out of my request, I will make it happen.
And who? At my request?
No, not you. No.
Big difference. Big difference, buddy.
Wow. No, it's not. It's just
huge fan.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to be on that list and show up at Chickies and Pete's, it'll be from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. I know some people show up late. It's very early. It's very early, but we'll be there for 4 hours. So if you guys want to join in, let us know. Shoot us a DM, and we'll get you guys on that list. But, yeah, man, one more topic of conversation. Biggest concerns moving into this week, man. Keep it real. Keep it real. Like, if you got, you know,
your big sorry. I blurted. Deep apologies.
Now I'm gonna take a page out of what I believe Hollis is gonna say as well. But I think the biggest concern has got to be Jonathan Gannon this weekend. Brian Daboll is a offensive minded head coach. He's completely turned this Giants organization around. I mean, we've been making fun of Daniel Jones his entire career so far. Now Daniel Jones has turned out to be a guy that can carry this team with the rest of this roster. So, you know, I think that he is a legitimate head coach. I think he is going to be a good head coach for them for the next decade. And I think that Jonathan Gannon needs to step the hell up, man. I mean, you have the personnel to be able to shut this team down. You just got to put them in the right positions. So that's my concern.
I know the party's not over yet. No, you know what? I really didn't have a concern about that. I had more concern just about health. The guys being healthy, coming out this game, coming out of his, not even just coming out of his game, but getting to the game and being healthy in the game and being able to finish the game and putting the Eagles stamp on it. I think the defense will play well in spite of Jonathan Gannon, like they've been doing to get the ranking that they're getting. But I think the most important thing is to stay healthy and the dumb penalties, not having any dumb penalties to help them get down the field. But I think the main one is health. Everybody get into the game healthy.
Let's say you, Prime.
The only concerns that I got is that when those guys get in that locker room on Saturday, I've been in that locker room. I know what the facility looks like. They got They got a long ass bathroom in there with a long mirror. I would like for each one of them to take the time and look at themselves in the mirror. That's my concern. Beating themselves. Don't beat yourselves. Go in there and play the game that you guys been playing all year. All right. Same mentality, same scheme. Let's just go in there and be the better team that night. So that's my concern, is just beating ourselves. I'm not worried about the Giants at all. I'm not worried about their play, their offensive plays, their defensive plays. I'm just worried about us beating ourselves. So that's my concern.
I like that man in the moment, MJ moment. Mal, what you got?
My whole thing is centered around running the football, right? I want to make sure that this team doesn't get cute. It's the playoffs. We have a physically imposing offensive line. Dominate the football game in the trenches, beat the will out of them early, take this game. It's a winnable game versus a team that we've beaten twice, right? They're like, don't get away from running the ball. This team turned their fortunes around when they committed to being a run first, you know what I mean, like offense. And so for me, that's the main thing, is don't get cute. They're getting cute will get you sent home, bro, and the city will be devastated. Don't get cute. Run the football. You have a plethora of running backs to cycle through, plus Jalen Hurts.
Plethora. I love
it. Let's go, man. Keep going. Like, that's, I just want to win. I'm worried about not too much. I think that what Prom said, that the biggest concern is you beat yourself. Try to get too cute. You want to do smoke and mirrors. You want to do a little fancy stuff. Yeah. Ball security. Hold on to the football. When your number is called, make the play. Support the man next to you, bro. This is common sense 101 Pop Warner football stuff. You're not talking about no master science. Like, this is stuff they've been doing since they was 8 years old, man.
That's
so
right.
Play
That's
ball,
right.
bro.
Now, shout out to Mama.
Loves the wordplay.
Shout out to Mama McCabe in the comments. She says, take care of the ball immediately. She says, don't let up on defense. For the love of God, run the ball. Love my giant killer, Boston Scott.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
My biggest concern, really, I was going to really piggyback off of what Prime was. It's like, you know, we talk about them shooting themselves in the foot. Yeah. I've created that meme for a reason, because the times that they've caught in L's, it's because of the mistakes that they've made, you know, turning the ball over four times. So talk about ball security. For me, that's one of the main issues, you know, making great decisions. I think Jalen Hurts, we give him that little rust game. You know, we kept that game simple last week this season. You know, some Giant fans won't believe that, but I think they kept that game very simple, and they got the W. And then just letting Jalen be Jalen. Obviously, I think he's a guy that will put his body on the line if he has to. So I think whatever he's going to do, he's going to do for the love of this team and love for getting a victory. So I think overall, I think that's just my biggest concern. You got to do you when it comes time for the playoffs. You got to do you. You know what I mean? I think Hollis has got to do him right now as he goes to the bathroom. Yeah, man. What are you guys excited for this week? I mean, I think everybody's doing like a podcast every week. We're gonna try and do podcasts every night of the weeks. You know, not everyone's gonna be able to join. Whoever wants to join, we're gonna be here. We're gonna go try and get some other guests on and talk about some of the Eagle topics that have come across your timeline. What's your favorite one though?
From the Eagles' perspective,
just any topic that you're like either hate or you love.
Well, I mean, I kind of just like the whole Saturday lineup is what I'm loving, man. I mean, we've got the Doug versus Andy Bowl leading up to our game. I think that's pretty cool storyline. You know, we've got the ghosts of Eagles past that are going up against each other. I want to know who you guys are rooting for. I mean, we got Andy spent a hell of a long time here. Doug's the guy that won the Super Bowl for us. Who are you pulling for in that game?
I'm rooting for Doug.
I'm rooting for
Doug's the one that did it, bro. He's
all the way. I'm always rooting for Doug Peterson, son. Yep. So if you're not playing the Eagles, you good about me, bro.
What about you?
Doug.
Hollis? What about you, Hollis? You,
Doug.
Doug. All right.
Doug, I don't fuck with Andy.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. Did he draw a mustache on you when you were on the airplane?
No, I would have whooped him like cornbread batter.
Hey, you want to get some off your chest while we're here?
Like cornbread batter.
did he wrong you in some way?
Yeah, I thought you guys knew that.
We do. We're about to spend another hour segment him letting loose about this.
I don't have to let loose about it.
I'm just trying to set you up. I'm trying to set you up.
I'm over it now.
I'm gonna give you an opportunity.
Put it this way. Will your mom tell you something, just listen. She told me he was a snake in the grass. She didn't trust that. She didn't trust that little fat motherfucker. Those are her exact words.
There it is.
Wow,
it's coming out.
Damn.
No, that's what she exactly.
That thing's been right here.
It would be pretty easy to spot Andy Reid slithering to the grass.
if you listen to me when I was on WIP, my mom called in and they asked my mom about him. And she told him exactly what she thought. So she didn't like it from the word go. And she was correct. She was correct not to trust him. I'll leave it at that. We'll save that for another time for story time. Yeah, get some roasted marshmallows.
I was sitting on every single word that you're about to drop, but I'll wait.
Nah, I'll be back though. Yeah,
I'll wait.
Get the fire.
If you guys want to know, it was
No, I do.
Prime, okay. Let's
speak. Prime got to go. They started it was Darwin Walker. They ended up paying Darwin Walker. So they asked me to restructure my contract. When I came back to the next mini camp, Darwin was starting and I wasn't. So my contract was predicated on playing time. And when I was about to hit one of the goals, all of a sudden we have to ask for permission to go into the game now. We had been subbing like this was our universal signal to come into the game now. It's late in the season. All of a sudden, and now I have to ask to go in the game. And Corey's like, do you want to play? I was like, look, he already yelled at me for going to the game one time. So fast forward to the playoffs. In the playoffs, all of a sudden you're going to put your four best defensive linemen out there. Oh, is that me now? And on top of that, I played an entire 12-play drive. I couldn't come out of the game. So they were
willing to use you for the playoffs, but not to hit your numbers during the regular season.
During the regular season is the only time the numbers counted.
Right.
And then at the end of the season, you say you're going to restructure my contract so that I don't think that y'all fucking over me.
Interesting.
So then you lie about that because you don't want to redo T.O. contract. T.O. was on TV crying.
We going deep.
Why
didn't you try doing sit-ups in your driveway?
Because I was about earning money. I wasn't about losing money. That's the one thing, because I showed up at only the mini camps I showed up at were mandatory. It's only two that they can make mandatory. As a reporter asked me the same thing, why are you at this mini camp? I was like, I'm just here so I don't get fired. I don't want to get fined. Again, it's counterproductive.
Respect that.
And it's like when he did that, and then I was like drafted Mike Patterson. at the end of towards the end of the season, yeah, they said they asked me, it's like they wanted to start the young guy. I was like, so why are you coming to me? I lead the defensive line of tackles. I grade out the best of any of these motherfuckers, and you coming to me? And he's like, do you understand? Yeah, I understand.
Who was the GM at the time? Bob is asking. Yeah.
Tom Hecker, Joe Banner, and Andy Reid all together.
Banner a snake too, bro.
That a lot of people don't know that Mark Brunell in those years he was playing out of his mind. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be an Eagle. They tried to fuck him over in the contract. Joe Banner told him to see what you can get. Next thing you know, he's playing with the Jacksonville Jaguars and got them in the AFC title game. Mm-hmm. They distinct what you call it? Who was that? They distinctly told him he was the next thing going because they had just came from Green Bay. Listen to their quarterback. This is their quarterback room. It was Mark Brunell, Kurt Warner, Matt Hasselbeck, and Brett Favre.
Damn.
That's a QB.
Not to mention Tyrone Detmer.
My man, so it was like
when they was, like, I named him Tyrone because he acted more like a brother than anything.
He acted like a brother.
So, because Tyrone walked by this one defensive lineman. He's like, you like duck meat? He's like, yeah, I like duck meat. He's like, duck down here and get you some of this meat then. Dude, I want no more good. but it's like you the one thing you'll always hear an offensive player. He always took care of his offensive players.
Yeah.
There's a few defensive players who he fucked over. They had to escort somebody out the room because he flipped over his desk because he was talking shit about him.
Was that you?
Like, it wasn't me. No, it was a linebacker. They came
Trotter,
the Axeman. They were trying to fuck over the Axeman. That's why we didn't win nothing because they didn't. And I think that Howie learned how not to go. That's why how he was able to do what he's doing now, because he learned if you treat your work is like shit. You may win some stuff, but you're not gonna get anywhere fast. You treat people the way they were treating us, you're not gonna get anywhere fast.
So Hollis, let me ask you a question, bro. And I know we gotta log off, but I'm curious because you mentioned like offensively players get what they want, but defensively they get screwed over. So you saw that in Seattle, right? Where they let KJ go and then they screwed over Bobby Wagner. We've seen it with the Eagles screwing over defensive players. Brian Dawkins, right? Like, who should have retired?
Yeah, that was
them too. And so, do you feel like as you played in the league and as you've seen these contracts handed out and all of that stuff, that it tends to skew way more offensive and like screwing over defensive players when it's their time to get paid?
Well, yeah, they screw over defensive players because they feel like they can find a person that's younger and cheaper to do it.
Yeah.
They want to use you until they can't use you anymore. And then when you ask for a little bit more money.
Yeah.
And you get it. They ask you to take a pay cut, but they still want you to play the same amount of plays. It's like, so what do you, you know? And then when you do it, they don't get the money back when you outperform the contract. So why do it in the first place?
Right.
So it's skewed offensively, big time. But it's mainly towards the quarterback because the quarterback can be slot Kirk Cousins and get guaranteed contracts, and you know, and stick up a joint. Mm-hmm. Chase Daniel, Samantha Bradford. I can go on for forever, baby. If you think I'm picking on the white guys, no, Russell. But what's the guy name?
Marcella. Oh, baby.
Russell from
From the Raiders.
Jamarcus Russell. Akili Smith.
Purple like, Drink.
When you look at this. Yeah, it's mostly the quarterbacks that kind of get away with murder.
Yeah, especially when they didn't have that rookie scale. Oh my god.
Oh god, yeah.
Now, if you guys have any questions, throw them in the chat before we get out of here. I know Ivan had asked, "Are we doing any of the podcasts?" Yes, we're going to try and do some all week. Whoever can make it, it's Giants Eagles playoff. We're gonna do our best to give you some content. Any other questions of you guys seen?
Chris wants to know what we think about Jim Schwartz signing in Cleveland.
I didn't even see that.
The Browns now.
Yeah.
And it looks like whatchamacallit might be forcing his way out of Los Angeles, Jalen Ramsey, because he was tweeting all types of cryptic crap. And so people were thinking he about to get traded.
He was also talking about, I still love Jacksonville. It's like, you snake. Yeah. Bro. Like, you fought too hard to get out
I'm not even going to hate on him because of that, because that Jacksonville regime wasn't shit, bro. But that was when Coughlin left New York and went down there. Yeah. Like, that regime he was running was like from the 1960s, dude.
It was god awful. You know the one thing about I don't blame Jalen Ramsey though, because your head coach had to assess the situation. I don't want no lame duck head coach coaching me. It was like, we don't have a chance to win. Your coach was contemplating retiring because it got too hard. It's like, that's what you think this is. If everybody could do it, then everybody would be doing it. You're doing one of the most difficult jobs known to man. You're trying to lead men to victory. It's like you did it one year, but now the going's got tough, and now you're trying to get going. Come on. I don't know if I would want to play for him either.
Yeah, Tim with the hard-hitting question. Do we know what jerseys they're wearing on Saturday? Prime, you know this one?
Nah, I've been waiting myself.
Prime will let you know, because he's got the outfits ready to go. They'll have it laid out like it was the first week of school. He'll have every single day lined up.
I got a question in regards to the jerseys, though, because I know that we're doing the Kelly Greens next year. Does that take away the black alternates, or is that in addition?
It's an addition.
In addition.
Okay.
It's an addition.
That's I can't wait.
That's what I can't wait for, too.
Just cop this new baby, you know, man.
Now, how are you going to get my Kelly Greens from Gale, bro?
One year with the Kelly?
No. But I got here, they were switching over. Yeah, because I still got some of the practice gear.
You still got it?
My family, though. No, it's scattered amongst my family. You know, you can't keep anything.
Hey, man, sometimes you see a family member at the family reunion, you let them know.
It's like, hey, where'd you get those throwback shorts from? Because they had the great shorts with the eagle like that's on Gail's warm up pullover. Yeah. They had that with Philadelphia Eagles around it on the thigh of the shorts.
Okay,
that's pretty dope.
They didn't let us keep the practice jerseys either. Son of an onion.
Now, Bob from Down Under, he says, "How worried are you, Hollis, about Hurts' contract affecting this team like Wilson's did to the Temple of Boom?"
Temple of Boom. I'm not really that worried. I think he'll take a bit of a shorter deal, not like a mega long deal. I think he'll take a shorter deal that pays him. And makes the team able to move around, so you can keep, if you like the weapons around you, and you want to keep having a team that's compatible and wins, you gonna have to make a concession. You can't have all the damn money. Yeah. So
listen, I'm going on right now and saying this: he's gonna get a contract that's heavy on like the upfront guarantees, and a bunch of his stuff is gonna be tied to signing bonuses. Right. His cap hits. You see how he does. His cap hits are going to be like negligible for the first 3 years or whatever deal he signs. You know what I mean? Because especially knowing that if they want to compete this year, they got an open window. Next year, they got a pretty decent good window too, with a bunch of dudes that might come back and contracts to sign. So Jalen Hurts is intelligent. And Hollis just named it. If you study the history of the quarterback position, these dudes that sign these $50 million deals, their teams go downhill the next year. It's impossible, right?
Unless you're Pat Mahomes.
If you want to keep winning. Yeah, unless you're Pat Mahomes. But Pat Mahomes' contract is wonky, too. So, unless you want to keep, what's more important, winning a legacy or that bread? You're going to get the bread either way. So, I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to hold him hostage.
I think his awareness, he's aware of what is at stake. He wants to have a competitive team. He knows, like I've been saying the same thing. Like the first year of his contract is going to be like super dumb cheap, and then we're going to work it way out. In his second year, he's going to get that money. But I think if not what we've seen over the last couple months, what Howie has done with free agency, you have to believe that he's going to get it done.
Yeah.
After this, Bob.
Bob is like Bob just said we have 18 guys coming up for contract. I think we'll get a little over half of them signed that we want back. Because we like, I think we're gonna be like $40 million under the cap next year, like 39 or $40 million under the cap. So, I think we should be able to get some of the guys done, and see what goes on in the draft, because we got a first round pick,
two
of them.
Yeah, damn losing to them damn Saints, bro. That could have been a top 10
pick. Yeah, man, it's still a top 10 pick, right?
It's 10. I think it's like, you know,
it's 10th. Okay,
it's 10.
Yeah, it's 10. It could have been, like
7 or 8. Yeah.
Todd asked Prime where you get this at.
That's a dope hat.
That's sweet. That's actually.
I got it at the pro shop, man. Went into the pro shop. Day we won the NFC East.
I got down there. What size is that hat, bro?
It's really big. It's a snapback.
Just put it on a watermelon, bro.
I need it because of the Jones, bro. I need to get the man.
Yeah.
I thought you was actually going to look big when he pulled it up.
So I was walking in line. I saw that hat sitting there. I said, "Oh, I don't have that one."
Our resident Giant fan in the comments asking a question: would you want Carson as a backup next year? No,
hell no.
I don't even want him as a backup for the Giants because that's too close to Philadelphia, bro.
I got the breaking news. You ready?
Uh-huh. Wow, ready? Lay it on me.
Miles is going here.
Oh,
and Brian Dawkins is on his way.
Wow.
Hey, where's the Wentz going?
I'm gonna put it together and I'm gonna mail it to you.
Listen, wait, hold on. The Wentz go right in you got a nice little trash receptacle in the bottom in the basement, right?
My parents have a fireplace.
Dump that right on there.
Just Greg dunk it.
I'll even
put a video together.
That's all, of course. I'll put the helmet on and then do body slamming the joint into the trash, bro.
We could do like a little. You got a nice little backyard. We can do a little, one of them little fires.
Throw it in. Yeah, too. I got a pit we can throw it into.
It's cathartic, bro. It's like you're released now. Like, you welcome to the Jalen Hurts.
I mean, look, it's a big enough fat head. I could break it into three pieces and be able to accommodate to all your wishes. One part of it in the pit, one part of it in the trash can, and then the other part will get mailed to Evan.
Hey.
Perfect. Oh man,
you want me to save you the head part, Evan?
It's about time that this has happened. We've been on you for a minute, man.
Yeah. Now, before we get out of here, I just want to give a shout out to Bud Light for always powering the tailgate and supporting what we do. Without them, we wouldn't be able to put on these tailgates for you guys. So shout out to Bud Light for always supporting the cause, and Conshohocken Italian Bakery, man. Shout out to Tina and the crew. And her father, man, they do the Lord's work on tailgate Sunday. You know, we're trying to get someone said Torrey Smith is trying to come to a tailgate.
Nice.
She, you know, Conti's in the comments trying to get him over here. You know, trying to persuade them with wings. You know what?
Good people, man. Torrey Smith, good people, bro.
Yeah.
He got an amazing family, dude.
Yeah, for sure. So with that being said, last word of the night. We'll start with the man of the hour, Mal. Shout out to Mal for coming on and being the father of the year. Last word.
Yo, my last word, I hope for everybody that this year brings prosperity, right? That like your mental health, physical health, emotional health, and well-being is just improved dramatically. We've living through a pandemic. We done been through so much stress and trauma through our lives, man. I'm just wishing peace and prosperity for everybody watching, listening, all the people. And last but definitely not least, man, fly Eagles, fly, baby. Let's bring this trophy home. Let's party like we ain't never partied before. I'm going to hoist my son like the Lion King, you feel me? Be ready, bro. But, yeah, listen, mind your mentals, man. Take care of your mental health. Your life will never be right if you don't get right between the ears, yo.
I'll go. How about a Primo?
Well, I mean, words of wisdom from Mal, and I appreciate that, bro, because for the past – 16, 17 weeks, I've been having to listen to that man above you, you know what I mean? So, thank you. All right. But with everything that you just said, I mean, it's kind of hard to piggyback off of that. I just want to wish everybody a safe week. We 3 days away from making this happen. Bring all that energy with you to the tailgate, to the game. Let's get this shit started. The party starts on Saturday, and we riding this wave all the way through. All right. I know these boys are with me. I need y'all to be with me. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Big Hollis, last word.
My last word is go Birds.
Yes. or worse.
Short, simple, sweet. I love it. As for me, yeah, it's go Birds, but it's also, I mean, we've got a championship run right ahead of us right now. We gotta come up with that song organically. It can't be something forced upon us, but you know, every run's got that song. You can't go back. But my last word is, we can't go back to the Meek Mill, man. We can't go back to Dream Team. This is a fresh year. This is a different team. We need something that we can rally behind. I'm waiting for the hype video to drop, man.
LRB?
What's that?
LRB, Little River Band?
Little River Band?
Yo, listen, I'm putting this out. I'm going, Mama said knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
I'm down with that. I'm down with that. But whatever it is, I mean, I'm excited for it because I know that that's right around the corner. You can feel the buzz in the air in the city, and the closer and closer we get, the more it's going to increase. So I'm just pumped for a run. Cherish it, enjoy it while we're still here. Go Birds.
Maybe some Freeway or something. Go back old school, like something. Man. Just get me hype.
Like now.
You know what I mean? I might rob me a person.
How you like me now?
No, my last word, man. Everyone, this is, we've been all gearing up for this the whole season. Think about the whole year you've been riding with this team. It's been electric. You think about how much time you spent thinking about the Eagles. I know it's probably sick amount of hours, like us on this podcast. If you're riding with us, you know how sick you are in the head about the Eagles. So just cherish it, man. Like, we're going to have an opportunity to watch our Birds. So come out and show up, man. If you can show the support, come out and show up, man. Show up and show the support for your fellow Eagles and your Eagle fans out here, man. It's what it's about, man. It's a Philly thing.
In the air by Beanie Siegel.
Okay. Okay.
23rd guy.
But I'm still going to rob me a person. I'm going to still rob me a person.
Yo. Yeah, you ain't robbing nobody, yo. I'm
just trying not to get locked up, man. I'm trying not to get nobody, yo. I got some stories, man. I got some stories.
Hey, you saucer, stop it, man. Stop it.
I got some stories. I'll keep it on the show, man.
What is about the time when you was on the church steps?
No.
Gail was watching The Wire. He was like,
I got some stories, man. But yeah, man, I think that's all I got, man. That's all I got. That's all we got. We'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Birds.